Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to New Sounds, an hour of new and unusual music. I'm John Schaefer, and we have rather a varied program for you today. In a little while, I'll be joined in the studio by accordion virtuoso and composer and arranger Guy Klusevic, whose Ain't Nothing But a Polka Band has been doing a bit of touring. Guy has commissioned some of the leading composers in this country today to write, of all things, polkas for him. Now, of course, what a new music composer considers to be a polka might not be what your local oompa band considers to be a polka, but on the other hand, you might want to keep your dancing shoes handy just in case. We'll get to hear some of these engaging and witty pieces when Guy joins us in just a little while. We also have some music from Keith Jarrett, Robert Hollis and Christopher Swartz, a pair of gentlemen who make their own instruments. And to begin, a work by American composer Lou Harrison. And on such a varied program, it certainly is appropriate to start with a piece called Varied Trio. The Varied Trio is a 1986 piece by Lou Harrison, who has been at the forefront of American composing for now about 40 or 50 years. The Varied Trio is for piano, violin, and percussion, and it's in five parts. As with most of Lou Harrison's pieces, the five movements draw on a number of different types of music. The pianist is Julie Steinberg. The violinist is David Abel, and he does a bit of pizzicato violin to get a kind of percussive effect in spots in the piece, too. And the percussion is played by William Winant. He plays everything from vibraphone to baker's pans during the course of this piece. A typically colorful work, and a typically exotic one, from Lou Harrison. Varied Trio is the name of it. Thank you. Buried Trio is the name of that excerpt from American composer Lou Harrison, Pacific-based composer who has been inspired by the music of Korea and Japan and various other points in the Orient. Varied Trio, the name of that work on this edition of New Sounds. Kind of a varied program today. Still to come, we have some music from Keith Jarrett, a duet for dulcimer and PVC rack, and I'll explain what that means in a little while. And right now, joining me in the studio is Guy Klusevic, accordionist and composer and creator of one of the more exotic bands in its own right that's currently touring these days, the Ain't Nothing But a Polka Band. And Guy, it's good to see you again.
Nice to be here, thank you.
I guess this band really points out the fact that the accordion has now become pretty much an accepted instrument. I mean, at first you had to deal with the fact that the instrument itself had all these connotations and people didn't really take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so you spent a number of years commissioning new music composers to write pieces that use the instrument. Mm. Now the instrument has gotten accepted enough, I guess, that you can actually
have fun with it.
Yeah, some polkas and not have people just kind of look askance at you and say, what is this?
Yeah, sort of like if you get people to call you sir, then you can go on a first name basis
right
after that. Yeah, it's when I was in Erie recently playing with Relosh, and I think it was USA Today that had a list of 10 yuppie trends for 1989, and the accordion was on there. I couldn't believe it.
Well, it's come a long way, and you've seen it. I mean, you've had a lot to do with the instrument being accepted in serious music circles. Just, it's interesting to see what direction you're taking, not only as a performer, but also as a composer. And on the program in the next segment today, we'll have a chance to hear a couple of your pieces. The first one is called The Grass It Is Blue, and you've subtitled it Ain't Nothing But a Polka.
I wrote this piece about 2 years ago, I think in April of 86, and it came out of nowhere, really. I had been listening to a lot of Cajun and Tex-Mex music for 2 or 3 years before it became distributed nationally. I had a couple of records that I had gotten in Louisiana and had been enjoying it. And it's just out popped this thing. And from that came the idea of asking other people who similar compositional backgrounds to me to write also and then put it together as a collection and see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the piece that sort of kicked off the project.
All right. So this is a genuine polka. It's in the usual meter and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the title Ain't Nothing But a Polka is meant to be ironic, just like Ain't Nothing But a Polka Band is meant to be ironic. I mean, the players are in my band are John King on electric guitar and electric violin and Bobby Previtt on drums and Tom Cora on electric bass and cello, along with David Garland singing some tunes and Nick Collins doing electronics on a couple. So it's definitely not just the polka band, but for this project it is. So it's a little play on words.
Well, you grew up playing polkas and stuff,
yeah,
so this is in your background, but you've also asked all the other members of the band and a number of other people to write polkas for you, too. And many of these fellas probably have no idea what a polka is, you know, in terms
right
of form and structure.
Or the gals, either. Most of the people, I would say, had not the vaguest conception of what they were dealing with.
All right, so we may hear some interesting little things out of this ensemble, both on tour and in these recordings. We'll start with your piece, The Grass It Is Blue, Ain't Nothing But a Polka, and then a work by Carl Finch.
Carl Finch is a keyboard player, a singer, and a composer who's the leader of the group Brave Combo from Denton, Texas. And they've been responsible for a lot of the interest in alternative polka forms and alternative dance forms in general. They call their forms world dance music. So they're definitely a non-commercial group, but they're getting a lot of recognition.
Okay. Well, we'll hear a piece that he wrote called Prairie Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first piece is the band. We'll hear all...
The first piece, actually, I ended up using for a dance piece that I wrote for Zero Moving Dance Company. And so it's a studio recording with Bill Frizzell on electric guitars, myself on accordion and singing, and Bobby Previtt on drums.
Okay. And then Prairie Dogs is just you?
It's just a solo version that was taped live at New Music America in Philadelphia in October of 87, taped by WNYC, as a matter of fact.
Okay. A couple of polkas from the fringe, Guy Klusevic's The Grass It Is Blue and Carl Finch's Prairie Dogs. ¶¶
Thank you.
that certainly doesn't sound like your standard New Music America audience or performance there, but in fact that was recorded at the 1987 New Music America Festival in Philadelphia. My guest, Guy Klusevic, performing a polka by Carl Finch called Prairie Dogs. And before that, Guy, one of your own pieces, your own in quotes, I guess I'll say, because there was a little bit of borrowing there from Gershwin. And did I miss something else?
There's a little bit of also Sprague Zarathustra. Uh-huh. A little bit of the Jaws theme at the end of the bass line. That's funny. Nobody got the Jaws reference for a year and a half until I did it in Los Angeles. I was so amazed. I was doing a tour with the Kronos Quartet, and the Kronos asked me to play this piece as an encore. And we did it at UCLA, and I got to this section where there's this low boom, 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 boom in the bass line, and the audience cracked up. I figured, finally did it in the right place.
The piece is called The Grass It Is Blue, subtitled Ain't Nothing But a Polka. Guy Klusevic's Ain't Nothing But a Polka Band is a defiantly unhip ensemble. And we've got some more music, again, from this same project, but this will be another of your solo performances, a piece by Bobby Previtt.
Yeah, I met Bobby when I was touring with John Zorn, and I just heard him play a few times, and I liked the way he played so much. I figured if he's that good of a player, his music must be Sacco. And he wrote me a great piece. It's the longest one in the collection. It's about 6 minutes. It begs the definition of polka sometime. It starts off as a polka, but it's really a classical piece in that it has three contrasting sections. It starts off sounding like a minimalist piece. You just hear the sort of oompa rhythms, sort of generic polka, and then it gets into a little melodic thing, but it never takes flight melodically as a polka, and then it goes into a very sort of a cloudy version of Barbara Allen, which is an old English folk tune, and then ends with this glorious sort of Scottish bagpipe and fife section, ersatz, I mean, because I'm doing it all on accordion. I think it's a really incredible piece. I think it's one of the musically more interesting in the collection, even though it's not a polka, quote unquote.
Well, if he calls it a polka, I guess it's a polka.
Yeah, we can change our definitions for him, I think.
Okay, the piece is called the Nova Scotia Polka.
Yeah, and this is live also from New Music America in Philadelphia.
Okay, let's hear it. Bobby Previtt's Nova Scotia Polka, played by Guy Klusevic. Thank you. Once again, a recording made live at the New Music America Festival in Philadelphia in 1987 by Guy Klusevic, playing a piece by Bobby Previtt, who himself is a drummer and percussionist and really one of the finest in New York right now, and a member of your Ain't Nothing But a Polka band.
That's right.
Here he wrote the Nova Scotia Polka. Guys, Ain't Nothing But a Polka band made its official debut last fall in New York, and what's the status of touring at the moment, either for you solo or for the band?
Basically, the project has been such an incredible undertaking in terms of time and effort required to do it that we've, in the band, sort of decided to keep it as a special event, which we won't reproduce unless something comes along that would provide an opportunity to rehearse the music again. We've spent 50 to 60 hours rehearsing the music, and we would need at least 20 or 30 hours to put it back together. And if somebody couldn't make it and we needed a replacement, they'd have to learn all this new music. So it's not going to be a touring project, you know, that's an ongoing thing. It's just too much, too big of a thing.
How about you doing it solo? I know you've done a lot of these by yourself.
I do the whole thing as a solo project. Plus, what I do in a lot of solo concerts, I do a first half of music of mine and John Zorn's and Anthony Coleman's, people that write for me. And then I do the second half, which is maybe a dozen polkas. And I'll probably do a lot of that. And I play one or two here or there on variety format concerts. So they'll still be played a lot, but not that much by the band.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, having a couple of records to your credit, you know, you've established yourself as a quote-unquote serious composer. That makes this next title all the more interesting, Guy. Flying Vegetables of the Apocalypse?
I was touring with David Garland in Germany a few years ago, and we stayed in this little town in the mountains called Immenstadt, and I had this incredible dream about the apocalypse appearing as flying vegetables, and I knew there'd be a piece in it somewhere, and it took me a year and a half, but here it is. This is a piece that I wrote for Karen Bamonte for a dance work called Reprieve, and the personnel on the piece are Diane Monroe playing violin. I think you've played her on the show before in Open Veins at Bob Moran's. And Tom Cora is playing cello. He's in my polka band. And there's several layers of overdubbing, too, and I'm on accordion. It's a little jazz waltz with a bit of a tribute to violin phase in the middle in technique, if not actual melodic material.
Steve Reich's
yes.
piece, violin phase. All right, we'll conclude this segment of the program with this work by Guy Klusevic. And before we do, Guy, thanks very much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
And for me.
Here is Flying Vegetables of the Apocalypse. Now, I can say it with a straight face. You giggle every time I say it, though.
I get a kick out of it.
Flying Vegetables of the Apocalypse is the name of the piece. It's a jazz waltz by Guy Klusevic. Thank you. Flying Vegetables of the Apocalypse is the name of that piece by Guy Klusevic. And what can I tell you? I don't name them, I just play them. It's a piece for accordion, violin, and cello. And once again, my thanks to Guy Klusevic for dropping by for this edition of New Sounds. We'll listen next to a pair of duets. The first is for dulcimer and PVC rack. This is by Robert Hollis and Christopher Swartz, a pair of musicians who are based in Georgia who make their own instruments. The PVC rack is a set of pipes mounted on a wood frame, and the length of the pipe varies to give you different notes. So we'll hear this duet for dulcimer and PVC rack from an album called, appropriately, Music for Home-Built Instruments, Robert Hollis and Christopher Swartz. And then we'll hear a duet from Ohio, Lou Lausch and Warren James. James is a pianist, Lausch plays the bass. We'll hear a short piece called Lotus Petals from Warren James and Lou Lausch right after this piece on Home-Built Instruments by Christopher Swartz and Robert Hollis. Thank you. That's music from a pair of musicians based in Ohio, Warren James at the piano, Lou Lausch playing the bass. The piece is called Lotus Petals from their album Homage to Lama Govinda. We preceded that with a pair of gentlemen from Georgia, Robert Hollis and Christopher Swartz. They're based in Atlanta, and they build and play their own instruments. The album is called Music for Home-Built Instruments, and we heard the duet for dulcimer and PVC rack. Again, the PVC rack is a set of PVC pipes mounted on a wooden frame. I'm John Schaefer, as always, glad you've joined us for this edition of New Sounds. We don't have a whole lot of time, but fortunately, this two-record set by Keith Jarrett entitled Spirits has some very short pieces. This is Spirits Part 2. It's played by Keith Jarrett not only on piano, but on a number of recorders as well. It's the recorders that are featured here. From the two-record set Spirits, rounding out this edition of New Sounds, some music from Keith Jarrett.